time now for Community Circle, circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.
Welcome to another edition of Community Circle. Today I have a special guest, Patty. Patty, where are you from?
I am from Children's Cancer Network, and we are a 501c3 nonprofit serving Arizona families battling childhood cancer.
So tell me a little bit more about the organization. I mean, you fight cancer, but where do you get money from? Where does the money go? Who is it for?
So Children's Cancer Network works with all of Arizona. We work with families who are battling, as I said, childhood cancer or the effects of the cancer or their treatment. So we start with families from the moment they're diagnosed and hear those horrible words, your child has cancer, and help them navigate through the system, help them with resources. We can help financially. We can provide services and support. We have, a whole host of programs. Families can find us through our website, through the hospitals. We work very closely with Phoenix Children's Hospital.
What is the website, Patty?
The website is childrenscancernetwork.org.
Childrenscancernetwork.org.
That is it, okay. Yes. Childrenscancernetwork.org.
I'm sorry, Patty. I don't mean to cut you off, but I have a question because, you know, you brought up a good point. You know, you talk about when a parent first finds out that their child has cancer, people don't understand that how much of a setback and how much internal confusion. You want to be strong for the kid, but you need help more than ever, right?
Absolutely. It's having been there myself, my son is a long-term survivor. So that's how we got into this business, is just realizing there was a need. And you hear those words and you don't know quite where to turn. And for our family, I'm a nurse. I'm a pediatric nurse at that. My husband and I, we have both had good jobs. We had good health insurance. We had a whole host of circle of friends. And still, the questions and the worry, the fears are real. It's really helpful to have those resources right at your fingertips.
Not only you probably also help the parents answer the questions that are going to come from the child. And you know what I mean? Mommy, am I going to die? What does this mean? What is chemotherapy, right? You guys have some kind of lessons to help the parent.
We do. We're definitely a resource, as are the hospitals, for those types of questions. But absolutely, we partner with the hospitals. So on admission, when they're first diagnosed, they get a Children's Cancer Network admission bag. It's a club that no one wants to belong to, believe me. But thankfully, there's a lot of resources out there that can help you along the way. And so this admission bag has a variety of resources, a listing of all the organizations in Arizona that can be helpful, a journal, all kinds of things that can be helpful for basic needs, including a gas card for all the trips back and forth to and from the hospital, and also who to call.
Patty, and let me ask you, I just want to kind of run like a scenario by you. So if you're a parent and you find out, hey, your kid has cancer, what steps does the Children's Cancer Network do? What would you recommend for that parent to use the network for?
We're there for resources, for financial assistance, for support. So they can contact us as they get that information in the bag. They can also reach out to us at any point throughout their journey. For instance, we provide gas and food, two of the highest needs of Arizona families battling childhood cancer. So to give you an idea, it's estimated that some parents can spend up to $10,000 annually just on those added costs of parking fees, gas, babysitting costs, those kinds of things that aren't covered by insurance when they're first going through cancer treatment with their child.
Right. People don't think about it. It's like, you know, most of the radiation and the chemotherapy places, there are business hours. They're open from 8 to 5. So if you're a full-time worker, you know, you got to take off work. You got to go, and then if you're the treatment place is across town, you got to drive across town, and you know, be there when the kid gets out. You know, and if a lot of parents want to be there through the process too, and
absolutely
that requires a lot of time off.
And some may lose their job, or hopefully they are able to take FMLA to provide that they can return to their job after their leave of absence. But it's very hard to maintain a job through all of this, and so financially these folks are in distress. So gas and food cards. Last year alone, we provided 82,000 in gas and food cards to Arizona families.
That's
and
awesome.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So other things like wigs at no cost. adopt-a-family programs at back-to-school and the winter holidays, which are two financially stressful times. Not only financially stressful, but also in terms of time. You know, if you have a child in the hospital receiving cancer treatment during the winter holidays, you are not thinking about how you're going to provide a winter holiday and gifts for your family and food for your family to put on the table for a holiday meal. So we can take care of those things.
That's great. Patty, so, like, this sounds like a really good charity, and it sounds very important, you know what I mean? And what are you guys doing? How can people help you? How can people help you continue to provide the service?
There are a number of ways. We, of course, love volunteers, and you can get on the website at childrenscancernetwork.org and sign up to volunteer. You can also donate through the website at any point. $20 buys a gas card for a family. And, of course, anything up from there, any amount of money always helps. So any type of donation is great. And we are a tax credit organization for Arizona, and that taxes are due on April 15th. So, interestingly enough, you can donate and receive a tax credit for Arizona if you donate to Children's Cancer Network. One of the best ways is coming up. And on March 16th, we have the Run to Fight Children's Cancer. And it is an amazing event. This is our ninth year. It is hosted by Grand Canyon University, and our grand presenting sponsor is Pono Construction. It is the run starts at 7 in the morning. There's a 10K, a 5K, and then, of course, the Cancer Survivor Walk. And the best part is there's a great after party. We have an amazing DJ on the quad, all types of vendors. It's just a great time. Our mascots and princesses and superheroes, and we have arts and crafts, and of course a special survivor VIP tent for the families.
That's great.
So that has actually a different website to sign up, and that's runtofightcancer.com.
Runtofightcancer.com. This is going on Saturday, the 16th of March, at GCU.
It is at GCU. And the website is runtofightcancer.com.
Patty, backtracking a little bit, we were talking about what people can do for the Children's Cancer Network. You said volunteer. So, like, when people volunteer, what kind of things do they do if they volunteer?
You know, we have close to 400 volunteers already, and we can always use more. We have pretty much what anyone would like to do. So we have office volunteers that come in during office hours and work and do different tasks and different things. We have volunteers that work events. We have volunteers that work in the planning process. So there's a whole host of things. We talk with you first and kind of see where your interests lie and then try and match you up with a great opportunity to make a difference.
All right. So, you know, if you're low on funds, you know, your time is valuable, that's a great contribution also.
Absolutely.
But if you want to donate money for a great cause, it's childrenscancernetwork.org. And March 16th, it is a 1K, a 5K, and a survivor's walk. Is that correct?
5K, 10K.
10K. Oh,
yep.
Challenge yourself.
5K, 10K. And then, of course, we ask everyone to stay and cheer on the childhood cancer survivors and their families as they do the quarter mile cancer survivor walk.
What time on Saturday the 16th?
Starts at 7 a.m.
Right and early.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Great. Before it gets too hot.
Right. And that website is runtofightcancer.com.
Patty, anything else you want to talk about? Anything else we need to cover?
No, we sure appreciate you chatting with us today. Thanks so much.
One more time.
ChildrensCancerNetwork.org and the Run to Fight Children's Cancer, which is runtofightcancer.com.
Right, runtofightcancer.com. It's going on the 16th of March, GCU. If you got time, money, please contribute.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Patty.
Circling the things that matter for you and your neighbors. Community Circle is a service of Sierra H Broadcasting.